top of her head in a messy bun that looked somewhat like she'd stuck her finger in a light socket. Set in a bed of wrinkles, her bright blue eyes always twinkled behind wire-rimmed glasses. On this day, she was dressed in bib overalls, a faded red t-shirt, and her signature boots. She set a paper bag filled with tomatoes and cucumbers on the table.
Hotter than a devil's pitchfork out there. I brought y'all some stuff from my neighbor's garden. Lord knows I can't eat all that, and if I could, I wouldn't. Old women like me don't have to eat their vegetables. They can eat donuts when they want.
She sniffed the air.
I smell something wonderful.
Orange spice tea or coffee? We've got both made. Which one? Mitzi asked.
Thanks, darling. I'm not much for tea, but coffee sounds wonderful.
Fanny Lou picked up a donut and bit into it.
God, this is good. Now, what's put a frown on your face, Mitzi?
Yeah, somebody's got her panties in a twist this morning.
Jody had always been a bit chubby and short, barely coming up to Mitzi's shoulder, but after high school, she'd lost weight. Now her faded jeans hung on her frame.
There was some stupid guy who was in line at the pastry shop. He was talking to his buddy over in the next aisle about some woman he'd taken out over the weekend. He said there were advantages to dating a fat girl. They provided shade in the summer and warmth in the winter.
Mitzi carried two cups of tea to the table and went back to pour her grandmother's coffee.
What did you do? Paula asked.
I hope you snatched him bald-headed and then slapped the thunder out of him for not having any hair,
Fanny Lou said.
I glared at them until they looked up at me.
As cocky as they were, I'm pretty sure they were infected with short man's disease because it didn't take them long to get their order and get out of there.
They didn't look familiar, Mitzi said.
But they'll be telling tales tomorrow about the big red-haired Amazon who threatened to whip them with one arm tied around her back.
And with egos like they've got, they'll say that they left you bleeding on the floor right beside the cinnamon bun display.
Paula laughed.
You should have at least put a curse on them. I've given you enough through all the years that you could have picked out one that was appropriate.
Mitzi pushed her tea to one side and poured herself a cup of coffee. She dipped a donut into the mug, not caring that crumbs fell back into it.
Oh, come on, Paula. Last time I got mad at someone, you said to never put a bad gree-gree on anyone, because what goes around comes around.
You got one of them curses I can have? Fanny Lou asked. I'm mad at Jody's mama. She whispered in my ear after church last week that I should be dressing to live up to my image. I might be the richest old gal in Celeste, but that don't mean I have to get all gussied up. My knit pantsuits were good enough 50 years ago, and they do just fine today. Besides, I knocked the mud off my boots on the way in the doors, and God ain't told me that I have to do anything more. Until he does, Wanda can keep her mouth shut.
Jody's chuckle oozed sarcasm.
You're lucky that's all she had to say. She's always bitching to me about something. I'm living in sin, or else God is punishing me by making me barren until I marry Lyle properly.
Well, if Paula wasn't so stingy with her curses, we could take care of two birds with one stone,
Fanny Lou said.
You could throw salt over your shoulder next time you see Wanda. In the Cajun world, that means you don't want her to step foot in your house again, Paula said.
I wouldn't let her in my front door if she knocked, which she won't because I took up for Jody when she and Lyle moved in together.
Fanny Lou reached for another donut.
What goes around comes around will apply to those men and to Wanda for saying such ugly things. But enough about that. It's 9 o'clock and time to open the front door for business.
You're right, Granny. We've got a wedding dress to get ready for a final fitting this afternoon, Mitzi said.
And you've got an appointment with Ellie May to help her design one this morning, so get rid of all that anger.
Fanny Lou sipped her coffee.
I'll need an apple fritter to get that done.
Mitzi grabbed the last one in the box.
Poor Preacher Frank will probably breathe a sigh of relief when he gets her married off.
Fanny Lou lowered her voice.